Hello.
Hello? Judy?
Yes, this is Judy.
It's Richard. Wow,
Richard.
great to hear your voice after so long.
It has been a long time. How are you doing?
Listen, I'm going to cut right to the chase.
Okay.
I had my penis removed, not intentionally.
What, your penis? On purpose?
Well, yes, it wasn't an accident. You see, it started talking to me.
Oh, I see, talking.
When I say it,
You started talking.
I
Oh
mean
my,
my
you,
penis.
wah.
It started telling me to do horrible things, and you know, Judy, I'm a good person. I've always been a good person.
Yes, Richard, you always have been.
That isn't going to change, so my penis wanted me to kill for it.
Your penis wanted someone
I know
dead.
this sounds strange,
Why would
just
your
stick with
penis
me.
want
It
to?
wanted me to kill people.
This doesn't sound right.
Innocent people.
Richard, this can't be
At first,
happening.
I believed I was going mad, that maybe my meds were dialed too high, so I visited Dr. Hanberg.
Oh no, dear God.
According to his tests, apparently I wasn't taking any medication.
And what did he say?
It was at this point
No,
something
Richard.
very bad happened.
No,
I
Richard.
raped him.
No.
I raped Dr. Hanberg with my penis. Believe me when I say it.
Rape. Why are you telling me this?
I didn't start it. He did. He raped me first. With his penis. Then I raped him, with mine.
Rape. Why are you telling me
I
this?
revenge raped him, over, and over, and over, again. Dr. Henberg wasn't too happy at this point. Neither was I. My penis was very sore and I hadn't eaten breakfast. So you know that little place on the corner of Market Street and Bueller?
Yes, we've eaten there.
I went there. I left Dr. Henberg on the floor of his office.
For was he hurt?
I didn't know what else to do, so I told him if he told anyone else I was going to rape him again. I don't think Dr. Henberg understands English, so he just nodded his head and said yes. He is pretty quick for someone in his 70s.
He has a bad hip. I hope he is okay.
I ordered an egg sandwich to go because I knew the cops would be coming soon.
Oh yeah, egg sandwich. Sounds great. I could go for one right now.
Judy?
Either that or some coffee. Shit, I don't care.
How can you fuck up an egg sandwich?
You can't, Richard. It's impossible. Don't tell me how it's possible, because I might not be able to handle it.
I don't know, but the place on the corner of Market Street and Bueller found a way. I mean, shit, come on. These mouth-breathing subhumans did something no man has done before.
No, Richard.
They shit all over the basic conventions of morning cooking and created an abomination so foul, I could hear the soul of the unfertilized chicken egg from which the sandwich was made, crying.
I think I can hear the tears falling from the soul of the unfertilized chicken egg.
Sobbing like a baby who stepped on a tack.
They should take those people outside and execute them execution style.
Even the bread on which the egg sandwich lay appeared to feel shame. Have you ever seen a piece of bread experience shame?
Yes, I have.
It was at this point my penis started telling me I should murder people.